listening to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. And we've got a great show today, as always. First, we'd like to say hi to Eric, our booth engineer and program coordinator.
Hey, good afternoon, Julie. Good to see you again.
Yeah, nice to be here.
Yeah, it's a nice day. A great day to take your dog for a walk, of
Absolutely.
Course.
Yeah. I've been out with dogs all morning, and it is a lovely day. But I have to start dressing more weather appropriately.
Ah.
It is getting closer to winter.
Well, either that or just walk faster, right?
No, I don't think that's possible. We keep a pretty good pace. I'm still wearing my lightweight little windbreaker, and it's not making
it. We're past that time.
Yeah, we are. Yeah. We are. I need to change my attire appropriately. We've got Georgia Welch back with us today with Invisible Fence Northwest. Welcome back, Georgia.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
And we're going to just kind of chat for a little bit, but then we're going to talk about a new advance in the technology that you guys mm-hmm. have with your products. And so we're going to talk about that. But I first was just thinking, last week's interview. I'm still reading the book. I'm still finishing the book. We interviewed Tom Ryan, who's the author of a book called Following Atticus. And it's weird. He grew up in a town 20 minutes away from my hometown mm-hmm. in Massachusetts. He grew up in Medway. I grew up in Medfield. Then he lived in Newburyport, Massachusetts, which is where my dad lived for a short time and was the town next to the town that my aunt lived in anyway, all through my childhood. And now he lives in Jackson, New Hampshire, which is where we used to have a house. I mean, it's like he's hopping. We have all these little city connections. Anyway, such a great book. I did a little giveaway last week where I've done this the past two times we've had
people
giveaways.
Can email in, right?
Right. So I have more and more listeners who listen to the podcasts and who can't catch the live show. And so, and I'm getting emails, more and more emails, which I love. If you feel the urge to email me, send me an email. Let me know what you like. Let me know what you don't like, if mm-hmm. there is anything. If you have a topic that you want to suggest for a future show, let me know.
Questions about your dog.
Question. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just love hearing from listeners and I've had some great, great emails and more, which is really fun and exciting for me. But anyway, so I did a giveaway for that two free copies of Following Atticus. And we had a bunch of listeners emailed in who either listened to the live show but some of the emails did come in later. So I know that they were probably the podcast listeners. But anyway, if you have missed any of our shows, also a lot of new listeners, getting a lot of emails of people who have said, I just found you, and we've been on the air for 2.5 years, more than that now, actually. It'll mm-hmm. be 3 years in February. So that's just great. I just love that. So please don't hesitate. The email is host@dogtalkshow.com. And so that's how it just comes directly to me. So host@dogtalkshow.com. And so if you've missed any of our shows, you can find all of our shows archived on our website, which is dogtalkshow.com, and you can also find us on iTunes. All of our past shows are archived on iTunes, available as a free audio podcast. And you can subscribe to The Dog Show, and then every time a new episode is uploaded, it'll just get automatically sent to your inbox, and then you can take it with you and listen to the show as you walk your dog.
Perfect.
Yeah. And something that I don't do enough on the show is talk about myself, which I think is not a bad thing. But so I just wanted to give a little bit of information if you're a new listener, and just because I don't do it often enough, to just give you a little bit of a background about myself. And that will actually lead into our conversation with Georgia with Invisible Fence. So as I said earlier, I'm originally from New England. I went to college at the University of Vermont, and I have a degree in animal science from the University of Vermont. And then a couple of years after I graduated from college, and this was in 2001, I moved out to Seattle. No reason other than that I just wanted to live somewhere outside of New England, since I grew up outside of Boston and then went to school in Vermont.
Had your fill of maple syrup, probably.
Oh, never. Never. And always only the real thing. Anyway, so moved out to Seattle, just kind of had a feeling about Seattle. It's actually kind of similar to, you know, the Northeast.
Except no snow to speak of.
Yes, much more mild, mild climate for sure.
And we don't have our own chowder.
No.
Either.
So. No, but we've got some,
we should work on that.
Some good fish out here. Anyway, moved out here. And then shortly after I moved out here, I found an apprentice program at the Academy of Canine Behavior in Bothell for dog training and behavior. And so I applied for that and got accepted and then completed that. And then after that, I was hired on there as a full-time trainer, and I worked there for 3 years. And that was really a great place to get my start in training because I had so exposure to so many dogs. And as you know, Georgia, you're familiar mm-hmm. with the Academy, and that's how I got introduced to Invisible Fence. And they only ever recommend your brand.
They've been a big supporter of Invisible Fence over
yeah,
the years.
And they get a lot of dogs that no other trainers will touch because they're mm-hmm. so aggressive or because their behaviors are so intense. So not only was it great for me to have the exposure to so many dogs every day, all different types of breeds and, you know, breed groups and individual personalities and behavioral challenges and owners too, because that's the people are certainly part of mm-hmm. a big part of the equation. Because if I had just started out on my own after my apprenticeship, you know, I would have worked with the same number of dogs, if I was lucky at first, in a week that I would have in just one day training at the Academy.
The other advantage is you had other trainers to work with, because
yes.
so many people who yeah. get into dog training work by themselves, and having the ability to bounce ideas off of mm-hmm. like-minded individuals
and not
is
only,
huge.
And not only like-minded, but people who have been, you know, Colleen McDaniels, who's the owner, and then mm-hmm. There's another woman there who's still there, Tracy Ross, who's a wizard with aggression. And I mean, we got to see some really, really amazing stuff and really learn from, I think, some of the best in the region. And which is so important because, you know, I've been doing this now for almost 10 years. And so now I own my own business, which is called Sensitive Dog. And most of my work is in homes. So I go to where back when I was at the Academy, they had people always come to them. And, you know, some people every once in a while would ask for an in-home lesson. And so I just saw a need for that and started offering it in Seattle. And, you know, I've learned, I continue to learn so much. We were just talking about the seminar that I went to a few weeks ago from John Rogerson in Olympia about aggression. And, you know, it's like the more you know, the more you realize that you have to learn.
And John Rogerson is a good one to learn from. Mm-hmm. He's been involved in dogs for years.
Yeah.
And his specialty is aggression.
Yeah, I mean, he's just got some really, really wonderful ideas. That was just such a great seminar. John Rogerson, he does have some videos out and some books. I gave away a copy of an autographed copy of his newest book, The Dog Vinci Code. That was the first one that I had people email me in for a chance to win. And anyway, so you know, I've,
hopefully Tom Hanks will be making a movie out of that.
Yeah,
as well.
Yeah. So it's just, I just have an appreciation for, you know, how far I've come from where I started, for sure. I'm so grateful to have started at the Academy because, you know, with dog training, there's more and more certifications that you can get online.
Some of which have more benefit than others.
Yeah. And there's different ones, you know, within that category. And especially with something like working with animals, there's no substitution for hands-on experience. And dogs are as different as people are from each other. So, you know, so important, as you know, having been with Invisible Fence for almost 23 years now, mm-hmm. every dog is different. And every dog learns differently and needs the teacher to accommodate how they learn.
And that increases geometrically when you add the people, because each family is different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so it's really important wherever you are, you know, if you're in Seattle and you're looking for a trainer to help with something just like basic obedience, or if you have a behavioral problem, challenge that you'd like to address, aggression or anxiety or, you know, leash aggression, something like that, you can find me at sensitivedog.com. And you can learn a little bit more about me and then get in touch with me. My email for my training website is julie@sensitivedog.com. But if you're elsewhere and you're looking for a trainer, one of the things that I would really recommend that you ask, one is to make sure that it's a good fit for you and your personal style, but that they are equipped with more than just one way of working so that they can accommodate the dog as an individual rather than forcing every dog into one set way of training. Because there's certainly not one right way to train a dog. There's definitely some wrong ways.
You just took my line.
No, sorry.
It's your show. It's okay.
Yeah, thanks. anyway, so you know, it's just important. I think one of the biggest things is that every dog is different. Every dog's an individual. You have to be able to look at every dog and owner combination, as you said, as a unique couple or family, and to know how to meet their needs as individuals. And the nice thing, too, about training is that it's either going to work or not. And if it doesn't work, then you know what you're doing isn't working.
Well, that's one of probably the biggest changes in dog training in general in the time I've been involved with it. It used to be that if the training didn't work, you had a bad dog. The dog was broken, right, or you were a bad trainer.
Yeah.
And now, if what you're doing isn't working, it's we need to do something different. It isn't that it's wrong. It just needs to be different because it isn't right for this animal in this situation.
Right. I tell my clients, we have working with dogs teaches us a lot of things, how to be present, really truly present. Mm-hmm. But that working with dogs is constant self-evaluation, because if what you're doing, like you just said, if what you're doing isn't working, whose responsibility is it to change? Not the dog. You know, we have to look at, well, what am I doing? What do I need to adjust about what I'm doing so that the dog is successful?
And I think one of the biggest problems that people have when they start training dogs is realizing that dogs are situational learners, mm-hmm. where people are contextual learners. Mm-hmm. If I teach you to read at school, you can read at home, you can read at the library.
Right.
But for a dog, each one of those is different.
Yep.
And so kind of my line is, my dog is really good except. You ever hear that when you're training?
Always.
My dog is really good except for the things I haven't taught him to do yet.
Right. Yeah. Well, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll be talking more with Georgia Welch with Invisible Fence Northwest. They have some new technology that Georgia says is the most striking and amazing improvement in technology that she has seen in her almost 23 years with
the
company.
I'm pretty excited.
All right. So we're going to talk about that when we come back. So stay with us. You're listening to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes on Alternative Talk 1150.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've already been to Paris, already been to Rome. And what did I do but miss my home?
Oh,
I have been out west to California, but I miss the land where I was born. I can't help it.
Hi, this is Julie Forbes, your host of The Dog Talk Show and owner of Sensitive Dog, Dog Training and Behavior. Invisible Fence Northwest uses a balanced, gentle approach to help dogs learn their boundaries. I've seen it firsthand. They work with each person and pet as an individual and teach in a way that's fun and respectful. Your dog quickly learns it has freedom and fair boundaries, so is safe, happy, and secure. Isn't that what we all want for our dogs? Save $100 when you visit InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800-FENCE and tell them you're a Dog Talk Show fan. They're there for the life of your pet.
Do you have an injury, old or new, that won't heal? Are you fighting a cold or illness you can't kick? Do you feel like you've tried everything and are still struggling to find wellness and balance in your physical health? Have you been unimpressed with acupuncture in the past? For over a decade, Robert Meduzia has been making a difference for people who thought they had exhausted their options. Don't settle for pain and illness. call 425-828-6190. That's 425-828-6190. Again, 425-828-6190. The Acupuncture and Sports Clinic of Kirkland. Heal faster, play longer.
Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair discusses issues that are important to you, like good health and well-being, finding a new job and building your business, overcoming life's big challenges and making sense out of chaos, and living with passion and joy. Join us Mondays at noon Pacific for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. See conversationslive.net for show schedule and guest information.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
This is Martha Norwalk. Every Sunday morning, beginning at 9 a.m., we cover the world of living successfully with your animal friends. This week, it's a Behavior Training and Healing Sunday, and this month, it's an Ask Martha Sunday. If there's something you want to know about, don't understand, and need help with, if it's got to do with animals, call me and let's talk about it. Training problems with your dog? Behavior issues with your cat? Do you want to add a new animal friend to your family? Whatever it is, I can help. Martha Norwalk's Animal World, Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Alternative to what? Alternative to everything else out there on the radio. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
It's magnificent, but so's Maine. Oh, I'm talking dum-de-dum-de-dum-dum-dum-de.
Welcome back to the Dog Show with Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk 1150 AM. And we're back with Georgia Welch with Invisible Fence Northwest. Welcome back, Georgia.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
So you have a new technology that is very exciting to you. So tell us a little bit about yourself and give us a little bit of background about what the new technology is sort of related to if people aren't familiar with Invisible Fence products, and then tell us about the new technology.
In 30 seconds or less.
No, we've got plenty of time.
Now, I've been involved in the pet industry and helping people live successfully with their animals for the last 37 years.
Mm-hmm.
And with dogs for the, you know, the last 25 or so, and with Invisible Fence for coming up on 23.
Mm-hmm.
And over that time, electronic pet containment has changed dramatically, because when we first started, it was pretty harsh.
Mm-hmm.
But the only people who called us were folks who had tried everything else under the sun, and this was going to save their pet's life.
Mm-hmm.
And it did, and it worked really well in those situations.
Mm-hmm.
But we were limited. We had to do really tough, resilient dogs,
mm-hmm.
big properties.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had a small dog who ran out the front door, we couldn't help.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got a little better and our training got better and we could do smaller dogs and smaller properties and our equipment got smaller and that was all great. And now we could start to help with some of those situations.
Mm-hmm.
Since 2003, 2004, in Seattle, myself and the Invisible Fence Northwest team have developed a training process that we call Perfect Start, which is very variable. So we can train the big, tough dogs that are outdoors only, and we can train the little house dogs and everything in between.
Mm-hmm.
And we can take into account previous exposure, because one thing that's very different now from when I started is a lot of families are adopting very badly damaged rescue dogs.
Mm.
And they don't trust strangers at all, and it's not fair for me to come in and be really untrustworthy. So I find ways, you know, and we've developed ways to make this more about the environment. And, you know, you learn not to touch the hot stove.
Sure.
You learn not to touch the invisible fence.
Right. Or you learn not to go near the cat's food bowl because it has a shield.
That's
which,
right.
Which is another thing that you guys
yeah,
offer.
You just don't go near those things.
Right.
And so we can help keep pets safe,
mm-hmm.
and happy in their homes, because, you know, so many animals would get rehomed because they would destroy the formal living room,
mm-hmm.
or they would get, you know, wind up at the emergency room because they had snagged food off the counter and be sick.
Yeah, yep.
And so we can help with all of those things. But one of the things that we've had a really tough time with is people on very small properties.
Yeah.
Zero lot lines where the, you know, the house comes up almost to the edge of the property.
Yeah.
And this new, really exciting technology lets us take care of those mm-hmm. things. We call it Boundary Plus. And for years and years, when we described how invisible fence worked, we would explain that we put a cable in the yard and that worked like a 12-foot wall. Mm-hmm. It was 12 feet wide and 6 feet high and 6 feet deep. And if we laid that cable at the edge of your property, it came into your yard 6 feet. And if you have a small yard and a big dog, that was tough.
Right.
Now, because of improvements in technology, the new invisible fence collars have what's called an accelerometer.
Yes.
And that's pretty exciting. If you have a smartphone and, you know, if you hold it up, you have a vertical picture, and if you turn it sideways, you have a horizontal picture, and if you turn it around the other way, the picture flips.
So the phone knows which way you're holding it, whether it's vertical or horizontal. When you turn it, the phone adjusts the screen.
Right. That's because of a piece of technology called an accelerometer.
Okay.
That's built into our collars.
So if the dog is upside down, no, I'm just kidding.
In invisible fence, what that means is the collar knows whether he's inside the wire, mm-hmm. the cable, or outside the cable.
Yeah.
So we can lay this wire right up the side of the house, mm-hmm. and there's no problem with signal coming in the house.
Yeah.
If you have a 2-foot walkway, we can lay it right at the edge of the walkway, and the dog can still go up and down that walkway.
Right. So with how it was before, there was like a 3-foot sort of...
3 to 6 foot signal.
Signal. So what would happen is that the dog would approach and then there would be a tone mm-hmm. that would sound, that would let the dog know that they were close.
And they'd have a fraction of a second to back up.
Okay.
This works the same way, except the tone doesn't start until they cross where the cable is laid.
Right.
So it can be right at the edge of your property.
Right. So if you have, so this enables you to put your outdoor solutions with the Boundary Plus in small yards or, like you said, walkways maybe mm-hmm. between the front and backyard. Or
we run into some pretty good-sized properties, mm-hmm. but like some of the lakefronts, there might be 200 feet long, but they're 45 feet wide.
Yeah.
And the house is 42 and a half feet wide.
Mm-hmm. You know, something that I wonder if you do much of this, is for people to reinforce their physical fence.
We do
with invisible fence, just to make sure if they have a dog that has a propensity to jump fences, just to make sure, or dig under.
For a long time, about a third of the invisible fence installations that we did to help people solve problems were where there was already conventional fencing.
Yeah.
And it might not be quite that high now because there are more no-fence communities.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine, I mean, so many people who have fences have lawn people or kids or spouses that can't manage to close a gate.
Yeah.
Or dogs that dig under or jump over or mm-hmm. chew through.
Yeah.
And it's very, I've run into so many people that were so discouraged because they just spent $10,000 on a physical fence.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't keep their dog safe.
Or someone left the gate open.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, working with training and behavior where people have dogs with aggression, and it's a serious, serious thing for the dog to get out because it might bite a person or another dog, that gates do get left open and you just can't control your environment 100% because you just never know.
Or front doors or garage yep. doors. And invisible fence will not install a fence for an aggressive dog unless it's a backup to conventional fencing.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we do this, we want to make sure the neighborhood is safer with us
yeah.
than they would be without us.
Yeah, yeah. And something that I want to make sure I go back to, which you sort of mentioned, but this is a really big deal, I think, in the technology, is, what were you going to say?
The free pass.
Yes. So go ahead, talk about that.
The other thing with invisible fence, the way that it has existed for the last 30, 40 years, and with all of the knockoffs out there,
mm-hmm.
is if a dog happened to get out of the fence, ran through the fence, one of the big complaints I would always hear is that he couldn't come home.
Right.
And ideally, if we train right, that doesn't happen, but life happens.
Yeah.
With Boundary Plus, because it knows where the dog is in relationship to the wire.
Right.
If there is an escape, they have a free pass to come home.
Uh-huh. So they can get back in.
They can get back in.
Yeah.
And we can teach, you know, they can learn that it only goes off one direction.
Yeah. That's great. Do you, now, does this also, because I know that you have solutions for cats as well.
And this works for cats.
Yeah.
And, you know, we talk about dogs because this is the dog talk show.
Of course.
But invisible fence works for dogs, cats, pot-bellied pigs, goats.
Goats?
Goats are fun to train.
Oh, yeah? I'll take
bunny
your word
rabbits.
For it. Oh, wow.
There are a few horses on it, miniature horses.
Uh-huh.
But it works, you know, it works for basically because this works about for with training for animals that if you have an animal that you can train, mm-hmm. we can generally use invisible fence. And the exception to that is probably birds and mm-hmm. the little guys.
Lizards.
Yeah.
Yeah. Snakes.
I'm not sure how much anybody trains snakes. They might be friendly, but I'm not sure they're trained.
Hamsters.
That's a little small.
Yeah.
But bunny rabbits are actually pretty cool. We don't do a lot of them in Seattle, but there's a dealership in Las Vegas that does quite a few bunnies.
Really? Huh. Trainable rabbits.
Mm-hmm.
The bunny talk show. That's next. Well, I suppose we should do the cat talk show. Eric mm-hmm. has cats. Eric is a dog lover.
That's right.
And had a dog growing up.
Mm-hmm. His name was Duke.
Duke. And Eric has two cats, so we do talk about cats a little bit on the dog show.
Well, and the relationship between dogs and cats in a family is really amazing anyway. Mm-hmm. I love having dogs and cats together.
Yeah, when it works.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, yeah. So let's take a quick break, and we'll be talking more with Georgia Welch with Invisible Fence Northwest when we come back. You're listening to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes on Alternative Talk 1150.
Family-owned since 1975, Dr. Don's Automotive has been awarded Best Auto Repair from Seattle Magazine, Seattle Weekly, and Ballard News Tribune. Dr. Don's Automotive offers a free 35-point inspection. It's winterization time. Remember to have your coolant, tires, brakes, hoses, and belts checked to keep you and your dog safe this winter. Visit drdonsautomotive.com for more information or call 206-782-6303 to schedule an appointment. Mention this ad for 5% off parts and labor. Dr. Don's Automotive, expert auto repair and service with the honesty of a dog lover that you can trust.
Your dog has digestive upset.
You want answers.
Your dog has itchy skin.
You want answers.
Your dog has kidney disease.
You want answers.
Your dog is overweight.
You want answers. Go to AnswersPetFood.com to find the answers as to why you want to feed Answers Pet Food to your dog with these issues. Answers Pet Food. If you have questions, we give you answers.
Do you know there is an insurance company that offers great rates, quality service, and cares about your furry companions? Progressive will help cover the cost of your vet bills if you and your pet are involved in an accident. Call the good guys at Eastside Insurance, who represent Progressive Insurance and other fine companies. Contact Tom or Chuck at e-z-insurance.com for a free quote or call 877-817-4103. Eastside Insurance, where you and your pet can rest insured.
Do you have legal questions? Need to know where to turn?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, your host of Northwest Legal Compass.
Northwest Legal Compass will address your questions on a variety of legal topics, including estate planning, asset protection, real estate and business planning, and more. The legal and accounting staff of Gregrick and Associates are dedicated to providing you with superior legal and tax services. Their integrated counsel is geared to the achievement of your goals.
Visit us on the web at rjglegal.com.
Be sure and tune in every Friday at noon here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Let Hot Portraiture paint your dog in a stylish, abstract, realistic style. Artist Jennifer Bloom captures the personality of any canine, big or small, mutt or purebred. You can even include yourself in the painting, and you're sure to love the end result. To find out more, visit hotportraiture.net. That's H-A-U-T-E, portraiture.net. Or call Jennifer at 206-661-4538.
Proud to bring variety to your radio dial. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. It's electric.
Welcome back to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk 1150 AM. The Dog Show is brought to you in part by All the Best Pet Care, all the best food, treats, and toys for your dog and cat. You can find them online at allthebestpetcare.com to see where all of their 9 locations are around Western Washington. A great place to go for your holiday pet shopping, especially. And also really, really high quality foods, which if you've heard any of our shows in the past, you know that's a popular topic of conversation. Also, The Dog Show is brought to you by Invisible Fence Northwest. Invisible Fence for the life of your pet. Check out InvisibleFenceNW.com to learn about their indoor and outdoor solutions for both dogs and cats. And we're talking with Georgia Welch today.
Which you would have known if you just tuned in, even because of the Electric Boogie, of course.
Of course. Love that song, and especially like to play it when we have Invisible Fence Northwest on. So you have a special promotion going on right now for fans of the show. They can receive $150 off of your outdoor solutions.
Right, Boundary Plus.
For the Boundary Plus, which is what we were talking about in the last segment, which is their newest technology.
Right.
And so I'll post a link. You sent me a link here before the show. So I'll post that link on the Dog Talk Show homepage. So you can find it there. You can also go to InvisibleFenceNW.com. And if you set up a consultation and just let the person know that you heard about the product through the Dog Show, or you can say my name, Julie Forbes. Yep. You will get that fabulous discount. That's $150 off. Excellent. Now, you also said people, because a lot of people that I work with already have Invisible Fence outdoor solutions installed, but there is an option for people where they can upgrade to Boundary Plus as well. So that would be definitely something to consider, because you're basically giving your dog or cat more space.
Especially if you live in one of those developments where the lots are, you know, small lots and the houses are close together.
Like anywhere in Seattle, pretty
much. Yes, because that never used to be an option, and it is now, and we're pretty excited about that.
Mm-hmm. That's great. And they also have, you know, I was just talking with a client this week about her dog getting into the cat's food. And she's got two old, you know, like 19-year-old cats and a new dog. And he's great with the cats, but he will get into their food and, you know, and being they're too old to jump up. So she can't put it, you know, up on a counter or on top of the fridge or something like that.
Well, that's one of the really exciting things about Invisible Fence that we've been able to do all along, and it will work with the Boundary Plus, is we can protect things indoors. I have the same situation. My cats aren't 19, they're only 10, but I saw, you know, they were starting to face plant when they were jumping up on the counter. And I realized I have the technology to take care of that. So now I have our indoor pet free unit, which is a Shields, that keeps my dogs away from the kitty litter and the cat food. Because they're one of the really gross things is dogs that want the kitty roca.
Yes.
And then come to kiss me.
Yes. And so many do.
And
especially around the holidays.
That's right. And if your cats are on Invisible Fence too, it gives you the option of having the dogs and cats share the outside, but they can have different rules in the house where the cats can obviously get to their litter and their food and the dogs cannot.
It's such a nice thing to have just in place, and that's such a nice thing about these products is that why they're so helpful is that you don't have to, you know, the person doesn't have to be there in order to enforce the boundary. It just, the boundary is set through the training that happens, and that's such an important part of what is offered with Invisible Fence compared to some of the other products that even, not even just store-bought ones, but other companies, is the quality of the training that comes with it, which I can't emphasize the importance enough of this, because when it goes wrong, it goes really wrong. And it's so important that anytime you're working with an animal and you're introducing corrections, that the animal understands what they're for.
That's actually probably been one of the biggest changes in my job over the last 20 some years, is It used to be I would rarely run into a dog that had been on a bark collar or a shock collar.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a very high percentage of rescue dogs
mm-hmm.
have had things like that used on them inappropriately before the new owner ever got them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And one of the things that we do is we do some little tests because we've gotten really good at being able to help dogs understand what we're doing and get them over some of those fears.
Yeah.
And so part of the training is we start with a test to see if they've had any previous exposure.
Yep. And then when you are doing the training to the boundaries, which I've actually seen, I got to be your sidekick for a day.
Which is always fun.
And got to see some first trains, and it was mm-hmm. really fun. It was like an eight-month-old pug, I think, that they had. It was their third pug. Mm-hmm. And the other two were all set, knew the boundary, but it was time for the new puppy to learn the fence that they had in place already in their house. And the way that it's trained is so thoughtful, and where the dog learns the relationship between the boundary and the collar at a level that's very low, actually, and where it's really just almost like a tickle, so that they understand the relationship between the boundary and the collar before it's turned up to the point where you know the dog's not going to cross it no matter what.
I tell people all the time that invisible fence works for two reasons. It works because it's consistent, and it works because the cost isn't worth the reward on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Once they're trained and we found where that cost versus reward is, generally if there's a breakdown, it's inconsistency.
Mm-hmm.
The battery isn't changed, the collar isn't always on. It's loose because humans don't like anything snug around our necks,
mm-hmm.
Those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, learning indoors is kind of like the difference between learning to drive in the school parking lot
mm-hmm.
and having somebody go take you to Capitol Hill in Seattle at 5 o'clock in rush hour traffic and say, drive home.
Right. Good luck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's such an important thing in any aspect of training is that you start off in an area where the dog is going to be the most comfortable and receptive to learning.
And there's really, if they make a mistake, oh well.
Right. Yeah. Right. There's no, you're not, mm-hmm. you're not risking the dog, running away or something.
That's
like
right.
That.
Or right. getting hurt.
Right.
Because.
Well, the company was started, wasn't it? Because the founder saw, this was back in the 70s, right? Where he
right.
was just noticing so many dogs were getting hit by cars.
He was a traveling salesman,
yeah.
and it bothered him so much to see all of the dead animals on the side of the road. And,
yeah.
and at that time, the dead dogs on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what got him involved in developing the original Invisible Fence mm-hmm. products.
Yeah. And it has changed. The technology has changed so much since then, and you've been around for
a lot of it.
A lot of that, yeah. There's another thing too that I love that your collars do. They're like smart collars where they actually track the number of times that the dog tests the boundary. So you can tell a lot. One, I think it's just interesting information about the dog as an individual, and it kind of gives you a sense of how they think and how are they, going to be every so often testing. So, or are they just sort of like, okay, I get it, and I'm never going to try to cross it again.
One of the things that's been real interesting with history, because we didn't always have the ability to do that,
mm-hmm.
is you're right, it tells you something about the dogs, but one of the things that we get is it tells you which dogs will test right in front of you
yeah.
and which dogs will try things when no one's looking.
Yeah.
Which talks quite a bit about how dogs function
yeah.
and learn in the family.
Yeah.
Especially with rescue dogs and with cats that are terrified of strangers,
mm-hmm.
it gives me a much better sense of how well they understand what we've taught them so far.
Mm-hmm.
So if they don't really understand,
mm-hmm.
then we can refine our training to find a different way to make sure they learn what we need them to learn.
Right.
So, and with the Boundary Plus, we have an additional tool because right now, when we check history, we test events.
Mm-hmm.
I know that this dog made it, tested the signal once a day, but I don't know if he went all the way through or if he felt a correction or if he just heard the beep and backed up.
Mm-hmm.
With Boundary Plus, it will also track escapes.
Mm-hmm.
So it will track events
yeah.
and then escapes.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can know he might have bumped into it 500 times, but he never left the yard.
Yep. Getting smarter and mm-hmm. smarter. Yeah.
And that's really exciting.
Yeah. Something that I hear all the time, and this was something that I heard when I was with you for that train, for that pug that I was talking about, when I got to see a dog. I got to see you work with the dog and see how it learned the relationship between the collar and the boundary, is that the person was so astounded to see that the dog was actually capable of thinking in that way. Like, oh my gosh, like they actually think. And it just shocks me. And it, you know, I guess it shouldn't anymore, because I do hear it quite a bit, but it still just shocks me. I just had somebody say to me the other day that we were out walking the dog outside, and the dog is showing aggression towards other dogs on leash, which is probably the most common thing that I work with.
Mm-hmm.
And so she said, well, you know, there's a house, you know, a block away, where there's these dogs out in the yard, and then the dogs will sometimes, if they're out, will rush the gate and then startle us, and then my dog, you know, lunges and barks at the dogs who are on the other side of the gate. So she said, so now what he does is that he will start to, his hackles will start to go up, and he'll start to get aroused as we start to approach the house. She was like, how does he know that we're approaching that house? And I'm like, well, how do you know that we're approaching the house? You know, I mean, mm-hmm. because you have eyes and ears and a nose, and you have awareness of where you are in the world. And people just don't, for some fundamental things like that, just don't get that the dogs are not only aware of that, but aware of way more.
Way more than we are.
Yeah.
I was working with Invisible Fence with a fellow who was a business guy, and we just started, so the correction was very low.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see his dog making cost versus reward analysis.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, that's kind of what I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it worth it for the treat? Is
right.
it worth it for the ball?
Right.
Is it worth it for another dog?
Right. And that's something that's so simple, is that just dogs are opportunistic. That's why they've done so well living with us for so many mm-hmm. years. But, you know, in certain behaviors, it's like, well, what's happening? Well, you know, nothing really. And then the dog gets like the cat food. Well, if there's no reason, you can get as mad as you want to. But if the dog's still getting the food, like you said, it's probably still worth it for
mm-hmm.
them.
Yeah. As if you yell later, he's still gotten the food.
Right. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break. And then I'm going to put Georgia through some dog show trivia.
Uh-oh.
And have some fun when we come back in the fourth segment. And she's going to have an opportunity to win a prize, which you are going to be very excited about. So we'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes on Alternative Talk 1150.
The Natural Pet Pantry offers everything you need for feeding your pet a raw food diet. Most health issues pets face today are a result of poor diet. The Natural Pet Pantry makes raw, cooked, and custom meals for your pets, all prepared locally using only grade A meats and vegetables. Located in stores around the Puget Sound, the home delivery is available from Stanwood to Gig Harbor. Visit naturalpetpantry.com or call 206-248-1079 for more information on how to add health and longevity to your beloved pet's life. That's naturalpetpantry.com.
Kemmley Electric Incorporated is a full-service electrical contractor. From simple home repairs to full remodels, new construction, and small commercial projects, our qualified electricians do it all. We pride ourselves on our workmanship and professional standards, delivered with value in mind. Located in historic Ballard, Kemmley Electric serves the greater Seattle metropolitan area. Licensed, bonded, and insured. Kemmley Electric welcomes all inquiries about your electrical needs. Visit the website KemmleyElectric.com. That's K-E-M-L-Y Electric.com.
This is Julie Forbes, your host of the Dog Talk Show. If you've been listening, you already know how I feel about Invisible Fence Northwest and their safety solutions for dogs. But get this, they help cats too. They tell me they've helped thousands of felines enjoy safe freedom outdoors or can keep them safe inside. They also have gentle ways to create a dog-free zone for your cat, so your dog will stay away from your cat's food and litter box. Visit InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800-FENCE and tell them you want the Dog Talk Show discount. For more than 25 years, All the Best Pet Care has been helping people choose the best foods, treats, and toys for their dogs and cats. They are a locally owned family business bringing about little miracles every day by following the Mother Nature model of nutrition. Stop by to meet their adoption cats, schedule an anesthesia-free dental cleaning, or bring your dog to the toy testing area. Visit their new store in Edmonds next to the PCC and their expanded Redmond store in the Whole Foods Plaza. To learn more, go to allthebestpetcare.com. Or follow them on Facebook.
Get current weather, traffic, and news. Visit 1150kknw.com and stay informed with Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Dog Show with Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk 1150 AM. And we're back with Georgia Welch with Invisible Fence Northwest. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Again, to repeat, Dog Show fans can receive $150 off the new Boundary Plus technology, which we've been talking about this show. And if you're just tuning in, you can listen to the show in its entirety online once it's archived, of course, after the live show is over, at dogtalkshow.com. You can go to the podcast page, and then you can also find us on iTunes as a free audio podcast. So just search for The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, and then you can download our shows. But if you just mention the show or my name, Julie Forbes, and that you set up a consultation and mention that, then you'll receive that that great discount. And you can find Invisible Fence online at InvisibleFenceNW.com.
Right. And there's more information about the Boundary Plus there, too.
Right. And you can always give them a call if you have further questions. Mm-hmm. And you offer free consultations.
So absolutely.
If you're not sure if it's a good fit for your dog or your property, make an appointment, have them come out and have them take a look. And then you can talk to somebody there in person, actually, on your property.
And we offer a 30-day unconditional guarantee, so we don't want people to buy it if it's not the right fit.
And you actually won't sell it if it's not the right
That's
fit
right.
either, right?
That's right.
And something that you said, I think, the first time we were on air, real quick before we do your trivia, is that Invisible Fence is intended to keep dogs in and cats,
mm-hmm.
not to keep them out. And that's something that when you say cost and reward kind of doing that, dogs need to be with their families. And so you will not sell a product or install a product where somebody's trying to keep the dog away.
We won't do invisible kennels.
Right.
This is about helping the animals live with their families and being part of the family.
Yeah. And I think that's a lot of reason why, certainly not the only reason, but why dogs run away is because they have there's no connection, there's no bond, and so there's certainly no reason to stay.
One of the biggest questions I get asked is, which breeds of dogs are hardest to keep home?
Mm-hmm.
And the dogs that are hardest to keep home are the ones that have no reason to stay home.
Right.
And it doesn't matter what breed.
Yep. And, brings up an important point in training is the importance. Really, it's the most important thing is the relationship and that mm-hmm. you have a relationship with your dog.
And that's one of the reasons why having a professional do the training for Invisible Fence is so important, is because as a trainer, I do some things that are less than trustworthy by encouraging the dog to come into the signal field.
Right.
Why would you ever want to do something untrustworthy to your own dog? So
yeah.
we make a big point of playing sort of good cop, bad cop.
Yeah. And I would say not only important, but I would say it's necessary if you're going to have a containment system like Invisible Fence that you must, I would say, it's my opinion, that you would have to go through this company to get the training, because if you don't do it right, you're not only is your product not working, but you're actually causing damage and to where your dog might not even want to go outside or anything. And
mm-hmm.
I have heard of that happening.
And it can.
Yeah.
And that's why evaluating where the dog is and what his previous exposure has been.
Right. And knowing. And you know, you're professional at what you do, and mm-hmm. so you're going to be able to do it with the most ease. Okay, so I've got some trivia for you, Georgia.
Uh-oh.
And I mentioned, I think, earlier in the show, I was at a seminar in Olympia.
Mm-hmm.
Was held by John Rogerson, who's been around for, I don't think, doing this for 40 years or 30 years or something like that. He's from the UK. And this, it was a 3-day long seminar all day for 3 days about just dog aggression and different types of aggression. And it was an amazing seminar. My first time ever seeing him live in person. And so I have an autographed copy of his new book, The Dog Vinci Code.
That's very cool, because for a long time he didn't write books.
Yeah. You have some of his older stuff.
I have his older books.
Yeah. So just for playing trivia and being a good sport about it, I'm going to give you a copy.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's really exciting, because I hadn't even realized he'd written a new book.
Yeah, and it's autographed.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay. I just enjoy doing this. I have to ask you to make up some dog trivia questions for me, Eric, because I always wish I was playing. But I, of course, can't make up.
Yeah, but
you
know all the answers.
No,
you're the expert.
I don't. Well, so real quick, Dogs was on a Jeopardy. Remember, I was freaking out because I love Jeopardy. And Dogs was one of the categories, which never happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was like category, dog. And it was the final Jeopardy question, dogs. And I almost, you know, fell off the couch. And I think I just got so worked up, I couldn't get it right.
Oh, no.
It was like, what alliterative dog breed? Something, 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 and it was a Rhodesian Ridgeback. And it's like I knew the answer, but I was too amped up to think straight. Anyway.
I'll work on some stumpers then for
that'd
for
be
you,
I would enjoy show. That. I would enjoy that. Okay, Georgia, ready?
Ready.
Name a dog breed that begins with the letter B.
Bouvier.
There are two categories of hounds, sort of subcategories in the hound group. What are they?
Bouvier was right, right?
Yes.
Then I get to do that.
Oh, thank you.
Scent hounds and sight hounds.
Yes. Name a dog breed that begins with the letter S.
Saluki.
Excellent.
Which is a hound.
Sight hound. A sight hound, actually.
That's right.
Yeah. True or false, the Boston Terrier is in the Terrier group.
Aren't they a toy?
I think they're non-sporting.
Yeah, I don't think
they are not
they're
terriers.
In the terriers.
They're definitely not terriers.
I know they're not terriers.
I know that. False. True or false, therapy dogs and service dogs have the same rights to public access?
I don't know. They don't.
Guess.
Pardon? No, I don't think they do.
They don't. That's correct.
Yeah.
False. Service dogs are protected under the Americans with Disabilities mm-hmm. Act. Therapy dogs are not. How many times more sensitive than humans are dogs when it comes to their sense of hearing? 5 times, 28 times, 200 times?
28 times?
Yes. Name a dog breed that begins with the letter G.
Grenendahl.
Ooh, that's a good one. I'll take that. I was thinking Gordon Setter.
Well, that too.
Name a herding breed.
Australian Shepherd.
What are the three?
Although for you, I should have said
Australian cattle dog. What are the three sizes of poodle?
Toy, mini, and standard.
Yes, in order. What are the three sizes of schnauzer?
Mini, standard, and giant.
Yes. Who is the cutest dachshund in Western Washington?
The one that you own.
That's right. Excellent. Well, you got them all right, I think. The one that you weren't sure about, you guessed correctly. Therapy dogs are somebody's dog. So, like my dachshund Leia,
mm-hmm.
which she would be wonderful with kids because she loves kids. She's my dog, and I would bring her to like a children's hospital or a retirement home or something like mm-hmm. that, and I would bring my dog around as a therapy dog to visit with the residents or you know people. A service dog is a dog that performs tasks for somebody with a disability.
Right.
And so actually is working for, working with the person who it lives with rather than a therapy dog who I bring out to visit with others.
And those can go anywhere that humans can go.
In public,
yeah.
Yes. Anywhere that's a public place that... that people can go, service dogs legally can go, as long as they're with their owner. So the rights follow the person, not the dog.
There was a restaurant in Portland when I lived there that wouldn't allow service dogs.
Oh.
And they would take the fine.
Oh, wow.
Which was like $500 rather than allow the service dog in.
What kind of restaurant would like...
It was a Thai restaurant. But it was one of the things... It was a favorite restaurant from the group that I worked with, and one of the people I worked with had cerebral palsy and had a service dog.
I would boycott. Well,
They decided to rack up the fines.
Yeah. Yeah, just keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we are pretty much out of time. Again, InvisibleFenceNW.com is where you can find Invisible Fence products. If you've missed any part of this show, or if you want to listen to any of our past shows, we have almost 150 now archived.
Wow.
You can go to DogTalkShow.com, and you can also find us on iTunes as a free audio podcast, and you can also find us on Facebook. So please find us on Facebook and like us on Facebook. Do you guys have a Facebook page?
We do.
Of course. Find Invisible Fence Northwest on Facebook as well. Thank you, Georgia, for your time today. And
thanks for letting me talk about Boundary Plus.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes on Alternative Talk 1150.